The Pet of the Week, brought to you by the Great Canadian Dog Food.
Good morning and welcome to the Pet of the Week. Abigail joins us from the Guelph Humane Society. Good morning.
Good morning.
First off, I have to congratulate you on your new position of communication specialist at the Guelph Humane Society.
Thank you so much.
I'm so happy for you. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So great. You're so good with all the animals you bring in. And today we have Cheez-It.
So Cheesy Boy, as I like to call him.
Cheez-It Boy?
Yeah, Cheesy Boy.
Cheesy Boy. I love that. Yeah. Now, okay, we've noticed that he's very addicted to fetch.
Yes. Cheesy Boy here loves to play fetch. Literally, he'll play for like hours on end. And then when fetch is done, he does like to cuddle up, especially on a day like today. If you want to cuddle up with him and a good book, he would be a great partner for that. Don't know why. Maybe he's mixed with some border collie or
maybe
like a good dog that loves to play fetch. But yeah, he's awesome at it. And the ball, he always is like laser focused.
Oh my God, he's so good at it.
Yeah.
And he's very well trained.
He's very agile. I was standing here holding the ball and I swear the building could have fallen down around him and he's
focused.
Yeah,
he wouldn't have flinched.
He just wanted to catch that ball.
Totally.
Now he came to you as a stray.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was asking you questions about strays, like how that comes to be and how they show up at Guelph Humane Society.
Yeah, so sometimes people can either bring them in if, let's say, they happen to be in their backyard and maybe they already have a leash or a collar on, and they're able to get a leash on them and they can bring them into us. If not, they can always give us a call and we will dispatch an officer. We'll send them out into the field to where they've been reported to be seen. Or if somebody's like holding on to the dog, we can go and pick them up, like let's say if they don't have a vehicle.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So yeah, and you also touched on you're going to have a microchip clinic coming up.
We will have our microchip clinic at the end of September. Registration is live on our website and we'll continue to post about it. And I'm sure we will do like a press release at some point, but keep an eye out on our website if you want to register, guelphhumane.ca. And appointments, I think, are about 15 minutes each. You can get your cat or your dog microchip.
So that's perfect for, if you don't want
really
to stray.
Really helpful too.
Really good.
If they come in, we scan the microchip and we get your number and your name. And then we give you a call and let you know that their animal is in care with us and that you can come pick them up.
Now, I know Cheez-It, he's very easy. I mean, he's 6 years old, you said about?
Yes, about 6 years old. He does have like a lot of tartar buildup on his teeth, so he'll probably get a dental, but we'll take care of all of that.
Okay.
And he also has heterochromia, so he does have one eye is a different color, so blue and brown, but he does have an old injury in the eye that is blue, so at some point he will get that actually removed. It's not causing him any pain right now, and if it is, we'll definitely take care of it through any sort of pain meds, but I actually think his surgery is booked for next week. So,
oh, wow. Yeah. What a good boy.
He'll be a one-eyed boy.
We also have to touch on your ongoing cutest pet contest.
Yes, absolutely. The cutest pet contest, we have quite a few entries right now, which is awesome. But take a look at our website, guelphhumane.ca. Contest closes on August 29th. But if you maybe don't have a cutest pet and you want to vote for the cutest pet, you can head on over to our website and every dollar goes towards a vote. And whoever gets the highest amount of votes or the top three, we have a couple different cool prize packages. And if you have over $100 per vote, we do also have a rough sketch contest as well. So we will provide you with a rough sketch done by either one of our staff or a community member of their cutest pet.
I love the rough.
Yeah, it's a very fun, just a silly little sketch of your animal. And so, very cute.
Cheez-It is wonderful. If you want to adopt Cheez-It, what do you do?
Go over to guelphhumane.ca and find Cheez-It's profile on our adopt page on our website and click apply.
Thank you so much, Abigail.
Thank you.
Cheez-It, you're the best.
Yeah.